Now it's time for Audiograph. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound. We asked you to tell us what it was and where you think we recorded it. KLW's Chris Hoff brings us the answer.
I don't know why they call it a seawall. I've bowled since I was 5 years old, and we used to come down here. It was always called seawall, so that was the name. I don't know why they call it. Maybe because it's right by the water. You know, it has a great ocean view. I don't know. Oh! My name's Mark Gandulia. And I'm general manager, Seawall. I've been here 18 years. I used to be a professional bowler in my 20s. I was a professional bowler.
What did you average when you were a professional bowler?
Well, I was bowling a lot, bowling professionally. I was probably right around 230, 230 average.
Well, we have 32 lanes. Seawall has 32 lanes. Tonight's a league night.
32 lanes seems like a lot of lanes. Is that typical?
Nowadays, it probably seems a lot because most of the large bowling centers have closed. But, you know, 10 years ago, this was probably considered a medium to small size center. Where now we're probably a medium to large size center in the Bay Area. This side right here that we're standing in front of is the fun side. Most of the adults are drinking and they're here just to have a good time. We walk a little farther down, we're going to start getting over to where they're a little more serious. So it's going to get a little quieter. They're bowling actually for cash every week.
Does any of these bowlers have a nickname?
No. They don't use nicknames. They use their real names. No, they don't have nicknames. It's not like the Big Lebowski or anything like that. No, it doesn't work like that.
It would be awesome if we could go back.
We want to go out there right now? We can.
Here we are. So what do you call this room?
This is just, they call it the pit area. It's all the machines, all the wires. Well, as you can see, when you throw the ball, the mechanism will come down, pick the pins up. And once you knock down, get shake. There's a shaker board on the bottom that shakes them back to the back. And then there's a wheel that will shoot them back up to the top. There's a little conveyor belt that will shoot them back up to the front where they get placed into the little cups that will set them back down again.
That is a crazy contraption. I really like it, though.
Well, bowling, when it first started, there was actually people that would sit back here and actually set the pins by hand.
What were they called?
They were pin boys. They called them pin boys, pin girls, pin boys. And they would just sit back here. And before they had the machines, and they would actually just set the pins, and then when the bowlers were done bowling, they'd throw them a quarter or something down the lane.
Vi Findlay from Pacifica.
And how long, and like what are you doing here tonight?
Oh, we bowl in a league every Tuesday. I've been bowling here since 1968. Yeah. When we started bowling, it was the bowl boys that were behind there. So you can imagine, you've been back there, how hot that was. And all you could see, the poor kids' legs picking up all the pins and putting them back. It took forever, but that's what they did, you know.
It seems really dangerous, too.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, no, you couldn't bowl until all the pins are set up. But I just
still
figured back there would be hot and dusty and, yeah, you know. But anyway, that was it. But it's a great place to bowl. If you ever want to come bowling, this is a place to come.